Okay, so yeah. So let's try to just recap and bring us up to the question that we had on Shitas Taisvis. We had the Machlekes, first of all, Rashi and Taisvis, the Rosh and the Ran. The Rashi held that when it says that an oil aray is us to make on Shabbos, that's only in the form of a roof, a gag. Rashi holds only that is considered an oil which which is included in the told of binyan. Only that's an oil. If you have a gag which protects from the rain or from the sun, but a mechitza on the side, a partition, a wall, and if it's only going to be made for temporary purposes, and it's only in the form of an oil. We didn't elaborate on this, but there's a Pnei Yeshua in Sukkah, Daf Tazayin, Amid Beis, which tries to explain also Rashi Shita in here in Shabbos, Kuchel Hay Amid Beis, that since the whole Mitzias of an oil, the oil is a temporary binyan, since it's in its nature it's temporary, therefore they said it's usur even though it's an oil, even though it's something that's not sturdy. It doesn't have it doesn't resemble binyan in that way in terms of its sturdiness or in terms of its length of time that it should be standing. Nonetheless, they said it's usur because it's in what it comes to serve its purpose of an oil. It can be flimsy, and that's it. The whole oil, he says, is only b'derech arei, not arei in terms of time, but arei in terms of the strength of it. And but that only was going on the oil of the roof, as opposed to the oil of the mechitza. Rashi says that's mutter. We saw the Ran says that the Rashi would even permit a mechitza hamateris. Rashi, according to Rashi, would mutter to build four walls in the middle of Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos, if the walls were there, even though you have just created a Rishus HaYochid. That's what Rashi Shita is. We had Shita's Taisvis, the Rosh, the Ran, that the Beis Yosef brought in the beginning of Shintas Vav, that a Mechitza for Tznius purposes, that's Mutter, but a Mechitza HaMateres, that's going to be awesome. It's any Mechitza that's going to create a new Rishus, that's going to have a lot of ramifications with making this mechitza. So that would be usur to do on Shabbos, even though it's only meant for temporary purposes. You only want to make it for a day. You want to make it for a few hours. It's going to be usur to put up a mechitza in front of svarim to be matir tashra shamita, to be matir to person to be oisit tzrachov, and the svarim should be considered in a different rishus. That's going to be usur according to Taisvis. And that's how we paskin. If we look here, we didn't do this in size, we'll do this on page 1 here, the Shulchan Aruch in Shintazov Sif Aleph, paskins like Taisvis. Also, Las Israel b'Shabbos v'yomtiv, fa'filu arai. One cannot make an oil on Shabbos v'yomtiv, even if it's only temporary. V'dafka gag, but only a roof. Avu mechitzis mutter. Now, that's tricky. Sounds like he's going with Shitas Rashi. He says, ve'ei mechitza asura elam kenasa lahatir Sukkah oy lahatir tiltal. Mechitza is only us if it's going to create a sukkah and to create a rishus hayochid. Hago av mechitza nasid l'tznius ba'alma shari. It's made for just to have some privacy in this area. That's going to be mutter. So the way we explained last week, the understanding of this shita is that when it's coming to be. Here we see, well, if it's going to be matir something, since you sort of had a big tayelis over here, you gained from the fact that you made a mechitza, you now could make it, you can now sit in the sukkah, you now could be carry, that's the iser. We explain, that's not the iser. The iser is that you created a new rishus. By building four walls, putting four walls together, you created a new rishus. And that resembles binyan. Binyan, you make a new structure, you created a new rishus for yourself to live in. So too oil. Oil is you're creating a new rishus. So even though the oil is only going to be there for a day, that's only oil. All right, but if even it's going to be there, let's say, for a month, oil kavua, that's going to be usur, even though, again, doesn't resemble binyan in its structure. And you know the sukkah is only going to be there, let's say, for 9 days, 8 days. It's still going to be an oil kavua. And that's usur on Shabbos as well.
Try to call it something different because it doesn't have a God. We just count it under the rubric of
Oa. Right. Right. It's also, he was saying, it's not only because it doesn't have a gag, but it's also it's not putting pieces together, right? We happen to have an ozel. You're not putting pieces together and then building a wall. You're taking an existing wall or an existing sheet, and that's how you're creating the oil. And that's why it's oil and not binyan.
So it's perfectly mutter to real or replace it from the art, so it's needed at the shops.
So you want to eat, let's say, in the shul. So you want to wheel the mechitzas, which is already a bona fide mechitzah, 10 tefachim by 4 tefachim. You want to move it over in front of the ark. So why is that mutter?
Not creating rishus.
Oh, why not creating rishus?
For tznius.
Oh, so if you say that really the whole purpose of the ark is just to cover the Aaron, that it shouldn't be seen, but you're saying anyway it was mutter to eat in the shul because it's a basic mess and chutzlars, you made it tonight, so that's true, you won't need it for that purpose, right? And therefore that will be mutter. That will be mutter. That will become for tznius purposes. Same thing we said, that if you want to, let's say, roll the mechitzis in for davening between the separating between the men and the women. The same thing. Over there, you don't have to create a new rishus between the men and the women. They can be in the same rishus, they can be in the same room. As long as you have some curtain that's blocking them. The raya would be like this. Let's say you attack a string a curtain across the part of the shul from one wall to the next, and that would block between the men and the women. Now that's a perfectly kosher mechitza in terms of being able to permit both the men and the women to daven over there. But that's not a halacha mechitza. As the Magen Avraham says, since that would blow in the wind, it's not a halacha mechitza. That's where you have the problem by sukkah. With the old question with the canvas sukkahs is how far does it move? The reason is because if a mechitza will move, according to Chazon Ish, 3 tefachim, away from where it originally was standing, so that says that's not a mechitza. That can't be a bona fide wall because it moves too much. So that's the issue over there. So that's why here also this wouldn't be a kosher mechitza in terms of making a rishus hayachid or a sukkah, but in terms of blocking out the view, which all really is what you needed over there, that's perfectly acceptable. Good. The issue we had with Taisvis is that it seems that, and this is the way we saw in the Ritva in Erevin. The Dvar and Erevin on Daf Memdalam Dalv explains Shitz Rabbeinu Tam that the Isser is to make a mechitza that's coming to be matir. In other words, if you have no mechitza at all and you're putting up mechitza for tznius purposes, that's mutter because it doesn't. There's no coming. There's no mechitza materis over here. And Taisus said another case: if you have already, let's say, 3 existing walls, and you put up a 4th wall for a sukkah, that's also mutter. Why is that mutter? Because 3 walls are sufficient for sukkah. So I have my sukkah ready. This 4th wall is not coming to be matir. This 4th wall is a teisefes ba'alma, like the Ritva said. A teisefes ba'alma, there's no issur in that. What seemed from Taisvis though, that let's say you only had 2 walls, means you had two mechitzas already, to put up the 3rd wall is asur, right? Even though it's really only adding on to the 2 mechitzas that had existing already, right? I had 2 mechitzas starting out on sukkah, and I put a 3rd one. That Taisus understood from the Gemara in Erevin that that's aser. Why? Because that's a mechitza materis, which means that even though I have a mechitza already, and I'm only adding on, but if the addition is creating a mechitza materis, that's aser.
You don't have a sukkah with 2 walls.
You don't have a sukkah with 2 walls. Yeah, so the third wall,
2.5, you could extend on.
Yeah, 2.5. So that we saw the Gemara says you have 3, you can put a 4th. So you're saying, well, if you had 2.5, you could put another half. Fine. That was the issue going to Taisus. The problem was like this. Let us see the Beis Yosef over here. It's on page 2. And Beis Yosef is in Shin Tes Vav here. V-line. This is halacha, really, which comes from the Gemara in Kuf Lamed Ches, which the Torah is quoting. It says the Beis Yosef Amarav Mishum Rab Chiya, V'loin a curtain, Mutul Ntaisai Umutur Leparkoi. You're allowed to take it up, put it up. You're allowed to take it down. Pirish Rashi Zal Shein should be Shein Oyel Ella Misha Asay Kimin Gag. There's no oil, there's Rashi Shita, unless you make a roof, right? On the Mechitza side, there's never an oil. V'sinamilai, memra, perg, basa, de erivin. Upirish Rashi Shom, v'lo, in keneged, ha-pesach, letznias, you're putting up a curtain in the doorway for tznias purposes. Mutl and taisei, the lav oil, Rashi says. Delay kaviyah hasam, because you're not intending to leave it there. Elakein darkly not take ulistale kedelas baum. It's made to put up and down like a door. Fine, that's actually a little bit of a stira in Rashi that he gives two different explanations: one in Ashabas, one in Erevin. But we won't get into that now. Ukvar nisbal bereish shemin says the Beis Yosef. I already explained in the beginning of the siman, which we saw before, the afilo the rabbeinu tam kol mechitza shein asu ilahati bintu b'shabbat laseisu b'shabbes. The rabbeinu tam agrees with Rashi that if the mechitza is coming just for tznius, not to be matir, that's mutter to put up on Shabbos. It's only us if it's coming to matir. Okay, here comes the trouble. Over Mordechai Perikira Kosav v'zel l'shoinet becheder shoy yoshem bei Maharam. The Mordechai is writing that in the room that the Maharam used to sleep, he had svarim in his room. Probably did not have a very big house, and he probably had a lot of svarim, and therefore the room which he slept in had his svarim. Uvechal laila hayoyse mechitza asara tvachim goiva b'fnei asvarim. So every night he put up a mechitza, and this way, if it have to, as we'll see here, if he had to relieve himself in the middle of the night, this way he blocked out the svarim, and he would be able to be oyse tzrachol. That was during the week. Uvechal erev Shabbos hayoyse mechitza meba'id yoyim. He would make a mechitza on Erev Shabbos. Why? Because at times he would have to urinate during the night. He made a mechitza and then he would roll up the mechitza. Like we have, a window shade. Yeah? And so he would make the mechitza and he would roll up the mechitza. On Erev Shabbos you make the mechitza. Roll up the mechitza, letzad maila, upward, and then put it on some pole. But he would leave, it was like 10 tefachim, so he would leave, roll up 9 tefachim, and leave the last tefach above, because you have a tefach, as he's going to say, why you need that. Yeah, you could be medayik that. He's talking about what?
No, if he's talking milamala lamata, why would you call it rechav? Unless you mean you had it starting horizontal and then you were going to bring it down. Why do you call it rechav? No, does that in what's pshat?
Oh, rechav, you're saying he really should have said rechav oirech because you're leaving down.
Asking, can you make such a deal?
Where's the rechav tefach? Is the rechav tefach this way? This is not what he meant this way, because you're not right. Extending it this way.
Right.
It was a tefach from top to bottom, and you're extending it downward.
You call it
right?
Ayra.
So it should have been Ayra.
Unless you say yeah. Rechav, and if you have a gag now, so it's not a mechitz.
I don't think that's what he means. And he left it. He put it up on a pole. Then on Friday night he pulled it, stretched it down. And the reason why he did this on Shabbos he wasn't able to do that because it's not letznias. It's to be mati him to do his trachim. It will be osalasis of Shabbos, and therefore he had left it a tefach. Now where do you get this concept of leaving it a tefach, then if we could extend the rest? That he says, v'rayim in pekbasa de erivin. So there's a gemara like this. Hanu dichri de Rav Huna. Rav Huna had some sheep. He had some animals that he wanted to, when it got too sunny during the day, he wanted to put a covering over the place where they gathered. So, what did he do? So, they told Rav Huna what he should do is amalei zil krech budya, go and put out a roof for them, okay? Put out some sort of material on top of them, and then krech budya, then roll up that material. B'shayer b'tefach, leave a tefach space still opened up. Ulamacha, and then the next day you be poishta, spread out the rest. Why is that mutter? Davli moisef al oil arai. That's only adding on to an oil arai b'shaper dummy. Now that happens to be was talking about a gag. Right? That was talking about a roof, which everybody agreed a roof to make a roof is aser. But you see, even a roof, if you had at least a tefach, then it's going to be mutter to extend it.
The tefach is like the 2.5 sides of the sukkah, same principle.
Right, right. That idea. That idea. Once you already started with something, sounds like you're allowed to...
You started, but it's
it's not, even though it's not enough. Even though it's not enough, right?
Right?
But it's not enough.
Two and a half it's already done, you know. If 2.5 is adding it, it's 2.5 already.
Well, let's see. We'll explain that in a moment. But that's what you're doing. It seems like the same idea, let's say, by you want to spread out your hood over a baby carriage, right? So if you have a tefach open Erev Shabbos, and that we'll see that what constitutes the tefach. If you have even, let's say, bunched up a tefach, is that enough? But that's the same concept. You already had a tefach before, you'll add it, spread it on Shabbos. Now, there, you're dealing with a roof, so the whole issue is you're not allowed to spread out a roof. So if I had already a tefach of a roof, I could extend it. Right? But here we're talking about a mechitza. And what is a mechitza mutter to make? When it's litznius. But if you have a mechitza that's made for materes, if it's going to be mater something, that's awesome. Right? So he says here, "V'hani mili b'mechitza shein asu l'tzerech tznius." That's when you needed to do this whole trick. Al mechitza shoyse l'tznius ba'alma mutter. Then it's mutter anyway. Kigain mechitza shoyse mishas drasha bein anoshim l'noshim. If you have a mechitza that is just to separate the men and the women by the drasha, that's mutter l'aseis b'shabes. Like we mentioned before, let's say by davening, because that's not a mechitza materis. That's for tznius purposes. Is that Gemara that we learned that Shmuel David let's do some Amud David. When Shmuel spread out that curtain, he was only doing it for sneeze purpose. And therefore, it's mutter. Mutter b'shabbalah says mechitza. See, David. If you want to put up a partition to protect from the sun or the cold, that's also mutter. That the sun shouldn't go on the person, on the food, that's also mutter. Fine. Let's skip to a few lines down. Bitzarach Leima, line 3. Bitzarach Leima, Shehu Sever, that this Maharam holds like Rabbeinu Tam, the Mechitza Materis also La Seisu B'Shabbos, or Mechitza Zud Maharam, Kivishanasis La Hafsik, Beinas Svarim. This Mechitza was serving the purpose of to block out the Svarim La Adam Haisit Tzarachov to this person who's doing his Tzarachim. Chashiva Mechitza Materis. That would be a Mechitza Materis. You're permitting him to do the Vassal and Tais B'Shabbos, therefore you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. If it's going to be mati ki ahidim aram like that, mechitz of the maram, also la seiz b'shabbes, you wouldn't be able to make it. Elim el avol imena asuy lahati. If it's not for to be mati, then afilu imena letznias vaday shemut la seiz b'shabbes. V'zeresh kaz v'zeizorik imat gamut the b'shabbes lazim mechitz long v'neacham v'neatzina. Doesn't have to be letznias purposes. It can be even to block out the sun. So long as it's not a mechitza hamateris. Umashay b'ray midiv Rav Huna. The armor lay, they told him, Zilkrech Budya. Go roll up a mat. Vishay b'tevach and leave over a tevach. Afa gav d'hocha mechitza. V'hasem oil. What are you comparing? In that case, it was an oil. We're talking about mechitza. Kamakam Isi Shapir. It's still a good raya. The Bashir tevach shari boil arai. V'od l'mechitza materis. Once you had an oil, you could extend it. So once you had a mechitza, you could extend it. Okay. Fine. So that's the Beis Yosef bringing the Maram. So what the Maram would do, according to Beis Yosef, is he had a curtain, or he had a mechitza, you would roll it up, leave a tefach open, and then extend it on Shabbos. Okay? Now we could ask the following question. See, the Magen Avraham has a similar case. The Magen Avraham seems to understand that the case is like this. You had a mechitza sticking out of tefach. I mean, it wasn't rolled up, but it was rolled to the side. So you had a mechitza sticking out only a tefach, and then on Shabbos you wanted to extend it even more to block the svar, or to block a candle. Okay? And that he says also is mutter. Right? Problem is, why should that be mutter? What's the issue? Really, the Prima Gadim asked this kasha, why should that be mutter? In other words, whatever the Maharam wanted to do in front of the Svarim, he wanted to be oisit tzrachim in front of the Svarim. Right? He was not able to do that. If the mechitza is up on top, only open the tefach, right now he can't do whatever he wanted to do. So essentially, when he pulls down that mechitza, and now extends it, and now puts a mechitza in front of these svarim, so right now he has a mechitza. But that is a mechitza materis. Tosfos only said it's mutter to add on to a mechitza when the Tosefos is not doing anything. It's a Tosefos ba'alma. It's a fourth wall of a sukkah it's mutter to do. But a third wall of the sukkah, you're not allowed to do, even though it's adding on. So here also, why should it be mutter to add on to this mechitza if the addition that you're adding on is really come to be matir? This is the Prima Gadim's kasha, Davnei Nezer's kasha. This is what they ask. Now why should it be mutter to add on to a mechitza if it's coming to be matir? That shouldn't be mutter. Yeah, and in fact, the Avnei Nezer says that really this is not Shita's Tosfos. The Avnei Nezer says this Tosfos is Shita, and now there's a new Shita, the Maharam Shita. And these are two different Shitas. Look, let's look at the Avnei Nezer here. In Siman Reish Chof Aleph, in his Sifkot Aleph, he says, "Medin mechitzas arai yesh gimel shitas." There are three opinions, says the Avnei Nezer, in mechitza when it comes to mechitza on Shabbos. They have shitas Rashi. The ain is a klal afilo eis lahatir. There's no issa to make a mechitza even in mimatir. Ken kasva teis vishmoi chem bevorsh berashi in sukkah. The second shita is shitas teisvis and the rush. That the mechitza arai asurim kimoi oril arai. A mechitza is also just like the gag. That to be permitted the fourth wall. So that addition is not really creating any new walls. It's really not adding to the materes, and therefore it's mutter. If you would have a third wall, to put the third wall of the sukkah, hoyel vihi materis, since that third wall is the matir, choshir kivatchila, it's as if you made the wall from scratch, and therefore it's osur. Well, if she tossam, osur lasis mechitza bebais, lahafsik ben asvarom lahad de tashmish, oyasi etzrochov, afilu hoyetefach mi boid yoim. Even if I had an existing tefach, it's still going to be osur. Why? Kivan da hai tefach, loy hoyo lahatir, choshi kivatchila. So he says, let's take this svarim shrank here, right? These svarim, let's say this is the bedroom, you have these svarim shranks, you have six svarim bookcases here. So I put up a mechitza in front of one of them. Is it mutter to do any tzachim in this room? Is it mutter to ashmer shamit in this room? It's not mutter. So Zerk Tavni Neiz, according to Taisvis, that he never permitted a mechitza materis even when you're only adding on. So the fact that you had a mechitza on one of the svarim shrank, that's not going to help you. Now extending it on the rest of them, knows that's being matir to make a mechitza in front of those walls, and that's us. I, the Maram, did it. Says the Avnei Nezer, we have a third shita. There's the shitas are Zerua and the Re'aim and the Sefer Yireim. The Ein is mechitzis Elam Kein Asuy Lahatir. There's only an Isser unless the Isser making mechitzis only may come to matir, and that was the reason why it's mutter making mechitzis Revias Hayel Ve'Ein Asuy Lahatir Ul Oylam Lechosh Teisefes. It's never considered a Tosefos. Af sheyesh gimel mechitzas mikvar, kivan d'mayim mechitza lehuschal klal. So he says, "Vizet ta maharam." This is the reason why the maharam was matir b'mechitza asur lahatir im hiskel tefem ba'idyoim. And as he says like this, there's a third shita, the Maram shita, that if you started with the mechitza, then you're allowed to extend it further. Even though the extension is being matir, that doesn't matter.
The option. And Oisafas mechitza.
And Oisafas mechitza. Right.
That's the shita.
The way the Avnei Nezer understands the shita is that once you started a mechitza, you're allowed to add to it, even though you are matir. And the only issue of mechitza materis is
when you're making it completely mechadesh.
When you're making it from scratch, you're making
it from shlishi is considered completely new mechitza. It's not, even though you have two existing tefanim there. It's the third wall. Hamayis is a new thing. Nafkamina would be if you had two walls and a tefach, and then you wanted to extend that tefach that was there. You could do it
according to this Marashi, the Yishvel, to extend it, right? Because you already have your kasha mechitza, right? Right, because then it'll be considered like
then you're making mechadesh.
Mechadesh, right?
But that's right. Because when
you say I have two walls, now I'm extending that.
Right. So he said there, because since the two walls didn't do anything, so the third wall now makes it as if you're doing it from scratch. Right. But Taisus said, "Old, even if you have 2.5 walls." Two walls and a tefach is a kosher sukkah.
Yeah.
So actually, in that case, Tosfos would also say it's okay.
Yeah.
Because then you're not being matter or anything. You already have your head.
No, if you're two walls and you just have one tefach, you're not done yet. If you're two walls and your tefach is right by the wall, you have to have it
Like, now, actually, if you have a tefach plus right plus the tzuris,
plus the tzuris, right? Yeah. Yeah. You're not done.
Yeah,
right.
True. So you're right. Just having that tefach, that wouldn't be. So that would be an afkamina, right?
How do you know Tosfos doesn't hold it? So to go back now, how do you know that's not Tosfos Shita? Tosfos just says also last one from Shlishi. So how do you know that he also can't mean Mitzvah Bala Mechitza? What's the riot to that?
What's the riot? Huh?
Because that's how you're moving to learn the Tosfos Shlishi.
No, by Daven Shlishi you could say the reason why Tosfos says is also because there, same svar, there you're creating a mechitza materis from scratch because the two mechitzas were nothing.
No, I agree with that, but how do you know that he wouldn't hold if you had a tefach there that wasn't matzah because you didn't have the tzuris pesach because it wasn't placed properly, right?
Right.
So how do you know Tosfos would agree in that case it's also?
Again, in the case when you had, let's say, a tefach of a wall, right? You had one tefach of a mechitza. So the Ibn Nezer is saying to now add on to that mechitza, Tosfos Hashita will be that it's aser.
How
does he know that? Because the way the Prima Gadim learns it is because Tosfos only spoke about a case which you're adding on to three existing walls, and that's mutter because the Tosfos Ba'alma, which means the only case that the Tosfos said was mutter was when the Tosfos is not doing if anything. When you're not accomplishing anything with the Tosfos, then the Tosfos was mutter. That was the case Tosfos gave. Yeah. But if you only had the two walls, and that wasn't anything, so then the third wall, even though it's adding on, you tell me it's aser. Because that's creating the mechitza materis. But you're right. It's different because there you can say you didn't have anything.
Right.
You have anything, yeah.
I mean, you know, Echonam, he's arrived at Shlius. He didn't say it. But could it be different behavior? If once you're going to put a tefach there, you'll put it the right way. You know, putting a tefach, you know, and you're looking at it. It's not a normal tzir to have that.
Well, the tzir was the maram. The maram, he had a tefach of a mechitza, either upward
or... Here, all you need is a tefach. Either you put it four tefachim away, you make it to the tefach. I mean, I hear it's not mukhra.
It's true. And the Ibn Ezer doesn't bring any rias to it, but he just said that this is how he understands the sheet. Yeah. Again, I say the Prima Gadim also understood this way in Tosfos, but I do agree with you, and we'll see there's a tshuva in the Machane Chaim that also learned Tosfos differently. But this is how the Ibn Ezer wants to learn. let's go to the Magen Avraham over here. In Shin Tezvav Sif Katan Gimel, it's the end of the Magen Avraham, he says, V'inei neira li ladakti melashem Mordechai, shekosef shem haram osa b'chol layla mechitza yutfachim goiva. Again, the same case, the Maram used to make a mechitza of 10 tfachim, and then roll it up, and leave over a tefach. Mashma aval bisha asfarmo yayim ne megulin lemailo mea mechitza, even though you had 10 tfachim, and above that, those 10 tfachim, you could see all the svarim. Shari lahash navle kiluhu birushus acher. This, by the way, is what we're trying to explain the whole time in Shita Teis. What a mechitza accomplishes is once you have your mechitza, it's a new rishus. So even though I see the light coming up from behind the mechitza, I see the svarim above the mechitza, this is a mechitza and it makes a new rishus. If it's only a curtain, you would have to tie it down. We mentioned before the canvas sukkah. When you would have to tie it down, then the wind shouldn't move it. In Tafresh Lamin, it's in Hilchas Sukkah. Let's say you take a mechitza and you cover all the svarim, then none of them are being seen. That's pshita that it's mutter. Dafilu ein gavoy ayud shari. Midadava akisi ba'alma. And that you will be able to take on Shabbos. The ain oisin lemechitza elolakisi baalma ulitz niyusa, and that will be mutter. So a sheet, right? Lemaisa, we're machmir. The Mishmur says we're machmir when you have a kisui, when you have just a covering. We do two kisuyim. So according to Mishmur, you really should have two sheets. In other words, what Rambam is saying like this: if you want to use, let's say, you want to block out the svarim to permit Tzrachim in this room, so you can take one of these portable partitions, which is a bona fide mechitza, and you put it in front, it's mafsik the rishus. If you don't have such a thing, so then you can take a sheet and just cover over all the svarim, that none of the svarim are seen. And it's not enough to ten tefachim, because it's not a bona fide mechitza. Again, the Mishnah Berurah says you should have two of them. But that's an eitzah, just cover it all over. And then that's mutter to do on Shabbos. Why? You're being matir through that to be the mutter l'shamish mitasi in this room. So why is that mutter? There is not a mechitza. You're not creating a rishus. So there's no issur involved. You're just making a kisei. There's a lot of cover over a sefer on Shabbos. Fine. V'hu adin b'ner nami din achi. The same halacha would apply by a ner. That a moisa mechitza gvaya yud. If you make a mechitza v'ar nir l'mayla mi'a mechitza, you could still see the light coming up from above. Osalai says it b'shabbos. Avim teileyu. But if you just hang it in a way that you can't see the ner anymore, you can't see the light. In other words, like the Shabbos lamps. If somehow you could just cover over the light without it making mechitza, then that's mutar also. Upashit says the Magen Avraham. If you had a mechitza sticking out, protruding a tefach out from the side, now you're allowed to hang a sheet in front of it, in front of this farm. This is only a teisefes oil. So here also, the Prima Gadim said, my teisefes oil. Frank, the Prima Gadim, one second. Let's say you have a tefach. Your tefach is how much? This is 3.5 inches. You have 3.5 inches of mechitza, yeah, in front of the svarim, right? He says, "What's mutter to do over there? What's mutter to do? It says it maybe to be oisit tzrach behind that mechitza of tefach. Then you could do, right? But it's hard to say you could be mishamish mitasai behind that tefach of mechitza. So he says, "I bazei, what's going to happen when you extend your mechitza further? Then you're really now creating your mechitza amateras. You know, beforehand you weren't mutter to be mishamish mitasei. Now that you extend it further, now it's mutter to have tashish amita. So that is a mechitza amateras."
I was saying before, having just one of the aronos, you're not mutter.
Right, it's not mutter. But
what you had in a tefach of
no. So if you only have, let's say, a tefach on the bottom, so you have to pull it down the whole way. And now the Magen Avraham is saying, if you have a tefach on the side, you have to extend it all the way.
Yeah.
Right.
You couldn't do anything. There was nothing was mutter before with tefach by itself.
If it's just in front of that tefach is mutter.
Okay.
Yeah.
And squeeze in.
If you squeeze in front of that tefach, then it's mutter. But the Prima Gadim says
before, if I just got in front of that one bookcase, that would be mutter.
Yeah, just in front of that bookcase. Yeah. Right. So the Prima Gadim says, I don't understand. What's that? What are you accomplishing? You had a tefach mechitza. So you could go behind that mechitza. But whatever you extend, and now matir to do it in the whole room, you tzrachim. So then, why should that be mutter? That's really what he's asking on Taisus Hashit. Okay. So the Prima Gadim says like this. Prima Gadim understands that Taisus Hashita must be, or at least the Magen Avraham over here, his shita must be like the taz. What is the taz? A very interesting taz. Let's learn the last Mara Makam here is the Gemara in Beya. Short Gemara. Boy minei Abba bar Marta me Abaya. Abba bar Marta est Abaya. Mal lechaba ises haner mimnei davar acher. He's talking about Yom Tif, and somebody had a candle in the room, and he wants to have Tashra Shamita, and it's also in front of a candle, in front of an air. What's the halacha? Are you allowed to extinguish the candle mimnei davar acher to be to have Tashra Shamita? Omar Lois Abaya told him, Efshe b'bayi sacher. Why don't you go to a different room? So he said, well, ain't no bayi sacher, man. What if I don't have a different room? He says, Efshe las mechitza, put up a mechitza. Ain't no las mechitza, man. Well, what do I have? He says, Efshe l'chab sakli, turn over a keli on the candle. He says, ain't no kli, man. What if I don't have a kli? I'm like, he's usher. So, a funny gemara. So the Taz says, and I said, why didn't Abayi just tell him, you want to know what the halach is? It's usher. Practical eitzes over here. The Taz says, he should have said, like every time a shoyel comes to a rav to ask a shayla, he said, give him the tshuva. Don't give him all these practical eitzes. Give him the answer. It's yes or no. Okay. Well, I said, many rabbanim do try to get, if it's not so clear, you try to give an eitzah. Fine. Or even if it's us, you try to give an eitzah. But what Abayi should tell him, first thing, it's usher. Oh, now it's usher. You want to know, I have another eitzah for you. But instead of telling him the direct answer, he starts giving, well, maybe go to a different house, maybe put up a mechitza. That's the Taz's kasha. Taz has another kasha. Why is Abayi telling him, ef shalasa isla mechitza? It's usher to make a mechitza in front of an air? It's a mechitza materis. Right? The Gemara doesn't make any sense. What do you mean, eshala mechitza? Why is it mutter mechitza? So the Taz comes in like this. Comes in with a chiddush. He says, really, the halach is, this is a yontif issue, but we have to just bring it back home to what we are discussing with the way the Prima Gadam understands this Taz. So the Taz says, really, the halach is in terms of yontif, like Rabbi Yehuda, that machshirei yontif, machshirei tzarchei eichel nefesh, or things that will be mutter, is also mutter. And therefore, to extinguish the candle, to extinguish the candle on Yom Tov to be matash mit, he says, is really mutter, but it's a halacha vein mayrin king. All right, this is what Taz says. Halacha is not going to be Yehuda that you're allowed to really go to a candle and extinguish it, turn off the light, extinguish the candle to be matash mit, because that's machshirei eichel nefesh. But it's the halacha of a Meirin king. But we don't pass like that. So he says, Abayi was trying to hint to Abba Bar Marta that maybe do that. And I can't tell you it's mutter. That's what he's trying to tell him. When he boxed him into a corner, he said, I can't do that. I can't. Usher. I mean, I can't tell you it's mutter. So I gave you all those eights, so you should realize yourself that it's really mutter, but it ain't Meirin king. So that's what he told him. And the end, he told him usher. So he says, that's why. Since it's really mutter, says the Taz, since it's really mutter to extinguish it, therefore that's why he told him efshe lasla isla mechitza. Why? Because if you have another way to be oisit tzrachov in this room, that mechitza is not really a mechitza materis, because it's not really being mati me something, because I had a different way to do it, right? I could have really turned off the light. I could have extinguished the nair by myself. Therefore, I could even make a mechitza. That's what the Taz says in Tzimin Tav Kuf Yudalid in Hilchas Yom Tov when he explains this Gemara Ba'arichus. Okay, Ayin Shem. It's a fascinating Taz. Tzimin Tav Kuf Yudalid. So the Taz said, therefore, really, it's not a mechitza materis, because since I had another way to be materit, it's not considered a real machitza materis. Okay, misvara, it sounds like a good svara. Prima Gadim though says like this, one second. The Gemara also says, efshe b'bayis acher. He could have gone to a different room. He says, if so, the whole machitza materis is out the window. Wait, you can't put up a machitza in front of svarim, because I'm being matir to be tzrochim in this room. What's the problem? I could have gone to a different room. I'll go to a different room that doesn't have svarim. So this is not really accomplishing anything. So the Prima Gadim leaves that b'tzarachim. That is the Sarachi, and he says it seems like the Taza Shita is that as long as you had another way out, it's not really Mechitza Materis. He says this is really must be how the Magen Avraham also learned. Because the Magen Avraham says that if you have one of the six bookcases closed with a Mechitza V'Tavach, he says they are allowed to extend it more. Why should that be mutter? Says Bim Gan must be because since behind that one mechitza he could have been Aisat Srachov, therefore what you're extending is not really a mechitza materes because you had some area to do it in. That's what he says, the Shita of the Magen Avraham and the Tazis. Oh, because otherwise you couldn't do it to Srachim. Oh, very good. So he asks also, I think it's Magen Avraham also, right? The Magen Avraham already told me he could put up a kisui. He can do one kisui. So what you could have up a kisui? So also you could have done whatever you want in this room. So what do you need the mechitza? It's not really materis, right? You have that kasha too. So that he blives tzarechi. The Prim Gadim really says tzarechi, but this seems to be the sheet of the Magen Avraham and the Taz. Really, there's a pasha to teretz.
That's where Maram was going by then.
And this is all to understand the Maram's way of doing this mechitza and then adding to it. And this is also based on the assumption that the Avnei Nezer presented to us that really Taisvis and the Rush, which we paskin like, would answer such a thing. They would say it's asur because you're extending something to be matir, and it's this new sheet of the Maharam, which the Magen Avraham and Taz are going to explain, the sheet of Maharam, which the Ramah Paskins like, that the Maharam held that since you have some way of being matir this without this mechitza, extending it is okay. That's not called a mechitza materis, only if you're making it from scratch, and it seems like only if you have no other way out, which means like a Rishus HaYachid, no other way out, because if you don't have this Rishus you can't carry right here, or a sukkah from scratch, fine.
I mean, it's a sukkah after, I'm with my friend's sukkah.
Right. Yeah. It's Sarachin on this to understand this shita. I don't have a pshat. Even that he says Efshalev Mechitza. So the Darke Moshe already asked on the basically to explain the Maram. The Gemara says Abaya told Abba Mar Marta, oh, you have a nair in the room. Put up a mechitza. When you put a mechitza, we ask, how can you do a mechitza? Mechitza Materes. Says the Darke Moshe, what he meant is, Efshe before Yomtiv put up a mechitza part of the way, and then on Yomtiv extended. That's what I mean, Efshe mechitza. So the Taz, as the all kasha doesn't start, the Taz is kasha. Okay. So let's be Messiahim like this. A pshat from the Machin Achaim. Shal Shuv is Machin Achaim from Reb Chaim Sefer. It was a great Rav in Hungary, a great Pesach. A very well-known Talmud Chacham. So he talks about this. He has a case that there was a Talmud Chacham who had basically a one-room apartment, and he had a little baby, and therefore on Friday night he had to keep a candle in the room because his wife needed to take care of the baby, nurse the baby, so he needed a candle in the room. But it came out it was a Leil Tevila, so he wanted to know if there's any way to be matir to put up a mechitza after the baby's sleeping, and his wife comes home from the mikveh, she's able to put up a mechitza in front of that nair. He says, but the problem is he didn't want to put it up before Shabbos because it seems like they davened in his apartment. in this one room apartment. He davened. So he said, if you put a mechitza like in front of the bed, like everybody's going to notice, so you don't want to do it. So he wanted to put up what he called the Spanish avant, which is like basically a collapsible mechitza. Okay? We have these soji, the oriental curtains. So he wanted to put up one of those mechitzas, put it up only a tefach, and then on Shabbos, Friday night, then extend the rest of it all the way to block out the ner, to make a reshus b'fnei atzma, to make a mechitza materis. Is that mutter? So on that shiloh, the Machin Chaim goes through this sugya, bringing the Gemara and Erevin. And then he brings he wants to suggest that this svara, well, since behind this tefach, it will be mutter, he says, yeah, maybe it's awkward, but he says, but maybe there could be mishamish mitasai ba'amida, so then it's mutter to see, so you have that tefach already had the matir, and then you just extend it. He says, that can't be. An extension, he doesn't understand that. Why should that should be? And he brings the Prima Gaon Taka says this, that once it's Efshir, but something else is not called. He says, similar to what Ari asked, saying, Ladover Saif. He says, it's always Efshir to go somewhere else. Or Bebeis Bikisuyim, like he asked. So it doesn't make sense that that should be Mutter. Also, I mean, Ari mentions it before, it's not Mukhruch that Taisvis disagrees with the other Shita. I remember Rabbi Felder when he once mentioned this Machane Chaim. Machane Chaim doesn't bring this as a Rai, but he says as a Kasha na Avnei Nezid. Avnei Nezid said there are three Shitas here, right? There's Rashi, Taisvis and the Rosh, and this Maharam or Zeruah. He says, you see from the Beis Yosef, not like that. And we just looked at the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says that the Maharam is going with Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. That means the Beis Yosef understood that Taisvis and the Maharam are really one Shita. And whatever the Maharam will be Matir, Taisvis will be Matir. And you see the Beis Yosef went like this, that even though Mechitza Materis is Asur, but if you had Utefach, you could extend it. And the same goes with the Ramah. The Ramah also brought the Shitas Maharam and didn't say like this is a new Shita. So to say like the Avnei Nezer and the Prima Gaon is a shtickel shver to say that it's a new Shita here. Taisus is one Shita and would say it's also the after the Tefach, and the Maharam is a new Shita and Mutzah the after the Tefach. So says the Machane Chaim like this. Yeah. He says like this. Now, I think Barry was trying to slip this in when we started with this kasha, but we see not everybody learns like that. You see the Prima Gaon, the Avnei Nezer didn't learn like that. But the Machane Chaim says like this. This, the difference between the Daifin Shlishis and the right Daifin Revius is not if you're accomplishing something new with this Taisefis Mechitza. In other words, you have two walls and you put up a third wall. The reason why it's Usser is not because that with the addition you're making a Mechitza Materis, and with the fourth wall you're not making a Mechitza Materis. The difference is like this. If you start before Shabbos, before Yom Tov, if you started with a bona fide Mechitza, you had a halachically acceptable Mechitza, at that point your Mechitza is done. And therefore, to extend on a mechitza which you already have, there's no issue in extending onto a mechitza. And as the difference between the third wall and the fourth wall is that when you make the third wall, and this is Mavur in the Ritva also, when you make the third wall, that's considered as if you made all three walls, because you had no mechitza yet. You had no halachi mechitza in terms of sukkah. So two walls are nothing for a sukkah, the third wall makes it a mechitza. So he says the same thing you could say, that even that one tefach, even though you're right, at this point with this one tefach, you could not do tzrachim in that room. It's not big enough, the mechitza. But since you had a halachically acceptable mechitza, adding to that mechitza is no iser. That's his chiddush over here. In other words, the Prima Gaon said, "Oh, one second. If I have, you tell me if I had a mechitza of a tefach, so I could have done my tzrachim behind there, so I'm allowed to extend it, so it's not a real mechitza materis." He says, no, that's not the heter. In other words, the fact that you can go to bayis acher is not a heter to make a mechitza. The fact that you could cover it with a kisui is not a heter to make a mechitza. You're making a mechitza from scratch. The heter is, says the Machane Chaim, is only when you have an existing mechitza. If you had an existing mechitza, albeit it's only one tefach big, but since one tefach does constitute a mechitza, then extending that on that mechitza is no issur at all. And as in fact he says, really, he doesn't speak this out, but the Maharam and the Taisvis are really one shita. And that is, that as long as you start with a kosher and mechitza, even though this mechitza is not enough to be matir what you had to be matir, but as long as you start with a kosher mechitza, there's no issue adding on. No, that see, that's a little different over there. But the Mevin Karach, you don't have to have a halacha mechitza. All you have to do is you have to show that you started your mechitza.
That's a sofa
on what you had, and that's not coming to be matter anything. So by mechitza you need more than that. So, which is an interesting parallel that they're making for that Gemara, but because it's really different, we're saying now. The point here in the mechitza on the side is that since one tefach of a mechitza is a kosher of mechitza, even though it's not fully matir what I needed, but what he's saying is all you need is to start with a kosher mechitza, and that point to be meisif is mutter. That's what he's saying. And as when Taisa says the fourth wall is a taisefes ba'alma, he doesn't mean since it's not doing anything, that's why it's mutter. What he means to say is that anytime I have already a kosher mechitza, I'm allowed to add on to it. It's since it's only tesevas ba'alma, even though merely that could be being matter something. That's not the issue. The issue is not if you're being matter something. The issue is, are you starting mechitza from scratch, or are you doing meisav on a mechitza? That's how the Machane Chaim explains this. So this really, then, if you understand it like that, the Beis Yosef, the Ramah, are all understanding that Tosfos and the Maram is one Shita. And here you have a Chiddush that if you start with a Mechitza, it's mutter to extend it. Now, which comes out practically also, this is an Eitzah that they give sometimes. Let's say you're a guest in a room with a Svarim, there's a bookcase or two, and you want to be Eitzah of Tashvish Amit in that room, what are you going to do? So one eitz is you take a sheet or two and you just cover over the svarim. Another eitz is that you discreetly place a suitcase in front of the bookcase. There you have already the start of a mechitza. You have your tefach over there. And then on Shabbos, all you have to do is then hang a sheet for the rest of the way. You have to tuck it in that it shouldn't move in the wind, as the Magen Avraham said. But in terms of making the mechitza, since you already started with your mechitza of a tefach, that will be mutter to extend it further. That's what comes out. And that's why all the collapsible mechitza also, if you had that, you bring along your collapsible mechitza to your host.
This is a new business here. Shabbos mechitza, Shabbos toilet paper.
Right. Soon they'll come out. The kosher lamp of people will come out with this portable mechitza.
The Spanish thing there on the side, they didn't want to put a curtain.
Right. Who knows what they thought it was for, maybe for the kitchen. So that was mutter. So then that will be mutter. Once you started with a tefach, you're allowed to extend it further. Okay.